Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
Ezekiel Sol is back.
Yeah.
We still got Pilar Sunday on sports.
Uh-huh.
And we still got Gladys doing news.
Mm-hmm.
Now, about news. This is something that's been happening, and I've been keeping an eye on it since last week. If I need to give you context, I'd say maybe this thing has been happening for the last month and a half, and I'll tell you why. There is a Twitter account that started off just using Google images.
Yeah.
Of Johannesburg City.
Yes.
Yeah.
From 2010
yes.
to now.
Yeah.
And you see how far the city has dilapidated.
Yep.
All right. Over that time. All right. Pause that. Keep it somewhere. Now, last week, the city of Cape Town started doing evictions, specifically by the castle. And they also posted a before and after pic. Before, there were homeless people everywhere, tents. It looked like a mess. I don't mind saying.
Yeah.
After, it looked like what the city used to look like maybe in 2005.
Yeah.
A lot cleaner. And obviously, I think, just no longer an eyesore.
Yeah.
Now, it wouldn't be long before people on social media started asking, yes, but what happened to the people that you guys evicted?
Yeah.
Which is a very valid question.
Yes.
In fact, in South Africa, you can't just evict people without giving them ulterior accommodation. So you need to go there and say, hey, guys, we're moving you now, but you can go live over there.
Yeah.
And this is where the problem is. Because I'll be honest, looking at what the city of Cape Town did, for me, I think it's a great thing for the city. I also understand, obviously, why people would be concerned for those that are homeless.
Mm-hmm.
But bro, are you saying we should allow people now to just live everywhere and create the mess that they've created? Mm-hmm. If you go take a look at this picture, it's totally unacceptable.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. The second thing is the people that are the loudest talking about, yeah, but now where are these people going to live? And I know this is a silly example to make, but I don't see you taking them into your house. And there's a reason for that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the reason why it's a silly example is because obviously you're not government.
Yes.
It's not your duty to do so,
yes.
Right? But I think we do need to strike a very delicate balance between keeping cities and public spaces clean and then obviously making sure that we are still accommodating of those that may be homeless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So?
Look, man, my thing is, we need to keep our cities clean. And also, if people are okay to live in that kind of condition, like, also, then it means that you can't necessarily, even when you do put them in other places that are fine, because they move, for example, around the castle, they find it absolutely fine, and then they destroy it. And those are the kind of people who tend to destroy things. And like you said, if I'm not government, but I wouldn't necessarily put them in my yard because of the kind of place that they found in a good state, and then they're leaving it in total mess and disarray. And I think we need to take a firm stance, and we can't compromise, man, especially on our cities and how they look like. I'm sorry to say this, but everybody's from somewhere.
Yeah.
No one is born in the streets, you know, maybe one or two people out of 1,000, but no one is necessarily born in the streets. And we need to find the root cause of why we've got so many people who are unaccounted for, be it foreign immigrants, be it people who fled their homes due to drugs, etc., and root that out first. But as far as keeping our cities clean, I think we've seen how being lenient and, you know, allowing the disorder to continue, what eventually happens. And everything happens slow till it happens fast.
Yeah.
So it's the first broken window,
yeah,
and then we allow people to hang clothes on their balconies, and that happens slowly till one day a social media account posts that difference, and it's night and day. Why? Because we're just lenient and we're not enforcing laws and bylaws, which are there for a reason and which are actually unequivocal and very strict and straightforward, but we're not implementing them.
Mm. In all fairness, though, I've got to say, right, a part of cleanliness is having resources,
yeah,
right? You don't necessarily have to be rich to be clear. Mm. I mean, to be clean.
Oh, yeah.
But you certainly must have some resources in order for you to be able to wash yourself.
Yes.
If you're homeless and you've got no water, you don't wash yourself, you don't wash your clothes, you definitely, like, you pee everywhere because, yeah, I've got toilet. And that's actually what causes the states that we end up seeing things in. Sure. The tents are like blue all over because it's a makeshift house, really.
Yeah.
You see?
It's always a tricky one for me because it's government's responsibility to provide adequate and affordable housing. I think back in the 2000s where RDPs were things that were coming up from a government provision point of view. But I think City of Cape Town also needs to be aware of that. I don't think that in the last sort of 10 years that they've been able to do that for people. I don't think that in the last 10 years City of Cape Town have been able to provide adequate housing for people. And when you don't do that as government, things like these happen where people feel like they need to go and find alternative housing for themselves. And so that's why they go to places like that and they form informal settlements.
Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever wondered why informal settlements always kind of appear and mushroom in places close to airports or close to the highway or very prominent areas?
Well, my thinking is people will always go back to those places, even if they move, because that's where they make their quick money, their quick buck. That's where they get, access to the resources that they want. And then just taking it back to these shelters. Personally, well, I've seen some of the videos and pictures posted by Cape Town Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis of these shelters. And I thought, as a woman, and if I was in that kind of situation, is that a place that I would want to be permanently housed in terms of sanitation, in terms of privacy? If I'm moving in with my own kids, are they safe?
Yep.
It looks very exposed. So the onus is on government to make sure that these places are livable places. But then back to your question again, and what Pila is saying, it's the accessibility of the resources or what I feel is going to get me by for the day. Because also people who are troubled and who are using drugs or whatever it is don't like routine. And a lot of these shelters force you to stick to a routine that you're not always going to be happy with.
Mm. So you see now we're getting into personal issues. Who said we must use drugs now?
She
makes a valid point.
I know. Yes, that's one of the groups that government really struggles with. Outside of drugs, I'll make an example with the Usindiso fire.
Yeah.
They were moved to a shelter not too far away from the area where the building burned. And when our reporter, Peter Molemane, went back there, he said government is saying there's a number of people that are unaccounted for. Because after being placed, they're being given warm meals, warm baths, they still leave the area and they find them just a few meters away down the road, and they would rather still sleep on the streets than go back to the shelter where they get access to everything.
To add on to that, you know, the government does have the resources and they do put them in place. Along Edith Cavill in Hillbrow, there used to be a bathhouse where the homeless can go, wash their clothes, take a bath, take a shower. Go see it now. Non-existent. They started sleeping there, doing all sorts of weird things to it. It's completely dilapidated. Along Edith Cavill next to the Shell garage.
So give us a shout and let us know. It's obviously not a very simple thing, because if it was, I guess it would have been solved a long time ago. What are your thoughts? Where do we draw the line? Should we just be more compassionate? Or is it the fact that we are so compassionate that's led us down this route? I mean, another thing, people build houses in these highly prominent areas because they know that that's where they're going to get the most attention, and that's where they're likely to get moved to other shelters. So again, you see, there's thinking behind it.
Sizwane, Mina, I don't get this concept. These people, they come, mobile space, they put checks. And when they come, they don't have a biggie, like, they don't notify anyone. They just do it. That one, knowing very well, good man, these people, they've got homes. They don't want to listen. They want to their guardians or parents. So they must go back. But they're responsible. No. If I'm a president, I'm going to remove these people.
What's this? I guess I'm going to tell you, president.
I feel like it's not even South Africans in these squatter camps. Majority, you'll find that illegal people that came into South Africa and then by Enzalogo. putting amasquara camps. So it's very, very painful because this lawlessness thing in South Africa, it's going to put us into trouble, guys. It's going to put us into trouble because right now we are in trouble.
But now here's the thing. Why does that make a difference, right? Because umuntu, are you saying just by virtue of the fact that the person is not from that country, you feel less for them? Is that what you're saying? Because if that's your reasoning, then I could argue, for example, the people that come to Joburg, for example, they're not from there. Nabo, we should look, oh, dude, we're not going to sing in Dabayako.
Assisting capers.
You see the problem with that thinking?
Nyanizwa, Pilasande, to government, Mela provide the housing, Washa Wazuima, Labant Babuyapi, Sabangas Nanda Uklala. Yes, moba evicta mele uba provide le nyindawo. No. Babuyapi, sabangananda ukuhlala. You know, because if ula eGauteng, for example, ulanga ukusebenza, and if awusebenzi buyele ekhaya, ungazoba ihobo la. Buyele ekhaya, emakhaya, elalini, ubweluse, usenge inkomo for ubisi, wenza amasi kube mnandi. Buyele ekhaya, ungazoba ihobo la. Then about my drugs gonna use mele batatu gem kambe mele vele spending gani by me using my rehab center so that sizobuya siba fake futhi emalokishini mhlambe kube ne skill nyana abasifundayo but angeke umuntu amana hlale nje in the city for the sake of ukuhlala hayi ngifuna umsebenzi no nayisebenzi kanjalo.
Some people do get stranded though. You've got to acknowledge that some people come here with the hope of getting a job, maybe they promise something, then that doesn't materialize. And it costs money to travel, for example, from KZN to here, a couple of hundreds. Now when you no longer have that to get, then you're stranded. So, Saul, I see Saul shaking his head.
Yeah, I can tell you one thing, right? A lot of people are in the streets are not those people are stranded. You know where you find those guys?
Yeah.
You find them seeking shelter in churches. You find them in shelters. The guys in the streets are not guys who are just stranded and then decided, oh, I'm stranded, let me smoke some drugs. Nah, bro. Those guys, basile akhe who are there. A lot of them, majority of them.
You know, this thing... I'm an informal settlement, I call right, because labantu angeke baye esigangeni nje bavele bangene like nje inside elendo a town. For instance, mina I take entry every day to Rivonia. Lapha ngase Eskom, yo, hi guys,
hey.
On the highway. And abaziyo bathi le nto iqele kancane, it was a recycling area ne. And then abantu they started building imikhukhu lapha manje sekuyi just nje community laphana and iyanda nje land and angazi ukuthi ugovernment why angenzi something and ayibukeki kahle the thing ayibukeki
ibingekho le nto in the last 8 years ibingekho like Megawatt Park bengekho be clean laphana and then people started ngaphansi kwe bridge and then from the bridge it spread zatuma. But you know when people speak about governments, I don't think government officials see any of this. I think they really don't. The people that should be seeing it on a day-to-day basis maybe are the councillors, but yeah, they don't have the power maybe to do anything about it. I don't know.
Ah, mo pilots is mo pilots. Elanzi umsebenzi wawo. Yes, no government ina yemela dlala role yakhe. Le ndaba yokuthi sovula ama border nje kalula kaso. Hayi, no ayilungi le ndaba. Mo pilots mina elanzi umsebenzi wawo. Le ndaba ama metropolis utazogcwala istrati la business bala ama tickets wa mabanda afuna namajonjo. Ayisebenzi abangene etown bakhiphe khishwayo. Umuntu kumele abe nephepha. Ama pilots awasebenzi. So kumele bayenze into e right ukuthi sonke sibe right. So luwile. Abuyile ama goose. Abuyile ama goose.
4-0.
What for?
I'm not gonna lie. You know, as much as I hear all the arguments, when I saw that picture of the city of Cape Town after the evictions, hey, look clean, my boy. It look clean.
Guys, I know this is a sad situation and there are some people that are quite desperate and they are there because they have nowhere else to go. But there are some people that are also opportunists because they camp in a certain place because they know the government will be forced to move them and they kind of jump the queue for RDPs because the government has to put them in like decent accommodation. And there's some people even with the RDP issue, there's some people that have like 2 or 3 RDPs and they are selling them, they are renting them out. They don't need the house. If you're going to rent it out, then you clearly don't need it. Why do you have it when someone else doesn't have a house at all? When now you're sitting in your mansion and you're renting out the RDP when there's someone else who doesn't have an RDP.
And maybe because I haven't asked this question, does it matter to you how your country looks aesthetically? Does it matter to you?
Absolutely.
Because, you know, when you travel to other countries, mostly in Africa, just the look of the country doesn't foster confidence. Mm. You're like, yo, bro, this is underdeveloped to another level now. So these are things that we need to discuss openly.
I don't know what to call squatter camps or what dwellers or whatsoever. We don't have a problem with South Africans and Afuna Inda, to be quite honestly. A corner, but they are not that much. But we are having a problem with Bona Bafwe to Batola Leomi Cook Market Ababuya Baitachise. E problem is now. For example, there's a place la at Everton called E Kingsway in Lindeland. People from Kingsway Basuga Angala Elindeland Bashimi Cook. But we have a salami cook. So the problem is my sharp.
Eish.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.